Let's wrap crunch time with something we call this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the lightning round. Thanks for reminding me Facebook is going down. And I'm never gonna eat again. We're starving. Can you borrow $50 for the lightning round?
Yeah, give me $50, please.
Oh, $50?
$50.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Just float me alone until the stock goes back up.
Please. I'll pay it back eventually. Probably not, though. But, yeah, just give me $50. We'll see what happens.
I won't.
The MLB trade deadline is about a week away. It's time when teams start to realize if they're going to make a push for the wild card or if they're going to sell off their MLB talent for prospects. The Washington Nationals are in a real tough spot. They're 7 back of the Phillies in the East, 5.5 games back of the Braves for the second wild card spot. And it makes sense, in the preseason, the Nats would be World Series favorites. They got former MVP Bryce Harper and back-to-back Cy Young winner Max Scherzer leading the pitching staff. It's got the Nats in a spot where they're not quite out of the playoff race, but they're not really in the playoff race. What percent chance do you give the Nats of making the playoffs?
Yeah, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago, and I was way out of my mind. Actually, I think at the time I said they'd be in first by the All-Star break.
Oh, you did. That's right.
I did say that. So, contrary to what you said, I'm not doubling down. Oh. I'm giving them about a 15% of rallying and catching the Braves or the Brewers or somebody. So I'm backing off.
Fine. With that said about the Nats and their not-so-great outlook, what is to become of Bryce Harper? After his MVP season in 2015, Harper could have commanded $250, maybe even $300 million, but he's shown to be more of a streaky hitter, batting .243, .319, and now .216 in his last three seasons after that MVP award. But to go along with former Beltway superstar Manny Machado, he could not only get paid on the free agent market, but get quite the haul in prospects if the Nats throw in the towel and sell. The Nats trading Bryce Harper is blank.
Whoa. You know, I didn't even think of a trade. I keep thinking, you know, are they going to go after him or is he going to walk? Now possible.
Okay.
I would never even have considered it even a week ago. But right now, I mean, they're a sub-500 team.
Yeah, they got a long way to go. More reckless trade speculation. Tampa Bay Rays starter Chris Archer is only 29 years old. He's making a team-friendly $4.25 million for a bad Rays team, and more importantly, is under team control for at least another 2 years, could be up to four. The two-time All-Star has a 9.9 strikeout per nine-inning rate in 2018, but the last three seasons, he has an ERA just over four, 25 wins, and 83 starts. The Rays have been very active in the trade market. They traded then-face of the franchise Evan Longoria to the Giants in the offseason. They moved Alex Colome to Seattle earlier this year, and they moved starter Nathan Eovaldi this week, so it's not really out of the question that the Rays would trade current face of the franchise Archer away within the next week. What percent chance do you give Archer of being traded?
Well, you know, the thing is, this is his third straight year of having an ERA over four. Yeah, the 200 innings are nice, the durability, his age, his minimal contract. But and even his whip this year is up over 1.3 near 1.4 after being about 1.3. He's got a reputation as a great guy and a gamer and really a lot of potential, but he's really never done anything great since his first full season in the league when he was top five in the Rookie of the Year. So,
what percent chance do you give him of getting traded?
50%.
Okay. In the middle of the night last night, through all the darkness, came a bright light from Atlanta, bringing good news to all. The Falcons front office and wide receiver Julio Jones had reached an agreement to make an adjustment to the wide receiver's contract, ending what was a summer-long holdout that technically wasn't even a holdout because training camp started today and he didn't miss any time. This is the best news ever. The worst news ever is coming out of Aaron Donald's camp. Out here on the best coast, the stud D tackle is in the last year of his rookie deal, watching the Rams spend $81 million on Brandon Cooks, $57 million on Todd Gurley, and signing Ndamukong Suh, a fellow defensive tackle, to a $14 million deal. According to Adam Schefter of ESPN, no matter the fines or effect on Donald's free agency status, Donald will not play another down for the Rams until he gets an extension. Aaron Donald's threat of sitting out up to a full season is a big, little, or no deal.
It's a huge deal. It's a big deal. And you know how much I buy into these guys who are going to turn down millions of dollars and actually sit out. But isn't the question obvious? What the hell are the Rams thinking? There's very few guys who I'm like, well, he's a lock. He's going to dominate unless he suffers a terrible injury for like four more years.
Like that running back they just signed. He's
right.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, no, that's a really big deal. And could I add stupid?
Stupid big deal?
Yeah.
All right. New Browns wide receiver Jarvis Landry is very confident in his new team's ability to score, saying, "You'll be lucky if we don't score 40 on you. If we get everyone going, we can win the Super Bowl this year." The Browns' offense has gone from 19 points per game in 2013 to a dire 14.6 last season when they won all of none games. They had the 31st ranked offense in back-to-back seasons, and they haven't scored more than 40 points since December 2009
when
they beat the Chiefs 41-34. Thank you, Game Pro Football Reference, for that. Sure, the Browns have added a lot of serious weapons to their offense. They have plenty of talent on defense, but come on, it's the Browns. What percent chance do you give the Browns of scoring more than 40 points in one game this season?
First of all, they've scored 40 total points since Jim Brown retired, so it's ridiculous. I give them, 5%. Wow. I give them a 5% chance of having one of those days against one of those teams.